Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh, my goodness. It didn't even come on. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. Can you hear me, Mother Fanny?
Yes, do hear you. It's so low.
I turned it up as loud as it could get. You got to ask Joseph to turn your phone up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, our God. We honor you today. We thank you that you are God. You are God alone. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God great like you, Father. In the heavens, in the earth realm, we praise and honor you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good morning, 706. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mother. Good morning, Mother Liddell. How are you?
Well, I'm short of host this morning, but I'm okay, I guess, I hope.
All right, we're going to be singing in a little bit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are holy. We thank you that you are righteous. We thank you that you are King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. We call upon your mighty name today. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, July 3rd, 2021. Another amazing day to praise you, to honor you, to bless you, because you made this day and we are yet alive living in this day. So we say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing in you. We are honoring you. We are giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are Lord, you are God, you are King, you are Shepherd, you are Abba Father. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty in the heaven, Almighty in the earth realm. Oh, we come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. Because you are the Almighty Father. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that you are our Father. You are our Shepherd. You are our Lord. You are our King. And there's nobody greater than you. You are the only true and living Father. So this morning we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, thank you, God. You are only true and living wise Father. Oh, we call upon your name this morning. We say great and mighty are you. Oh, God, you are our best friend. You are the one who gave your life for us. You're the one who laid down your only life for us. But we thank you that on the third day, Father God rose you up and you live with him forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yeah, we thank you that we could call on your mighty name, and you are faithful. You are holy. You are just God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are Lord God Almighty in the heavens. We say hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, today for the word of God. The word of God is what we need. It helps cleanses us. It renews us. Mm-hmm. It strengthens us. We need the word. The scripture for this morning is found in Titus 2, 1 through 8, and it says, but seek thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, and temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior and becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, housekeepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a good pattern of, a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So I thank the Lord for the word of God in Titus chapter 2. He's in honoring the older people, telling the older men and women to teach the younger women and the younger men how to live holy lives by example. So I thank God for the example that we are to the younger women and the younger men. Sometimes the way they watch us to see how we live. And if we're living according to the will of God, they say, oh, mother's living great life, father's living great life, I will follow their pattern. God has a plan for senior citizens. No matter what age you are, God has a wonderful, great plan for your life. Do you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so forth? Do you have spiritual children, those who are not related to you by blood? They need prayer. They need the word of God. The word says that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So calling all prayer warriors, our leaders need prayer. Presidents need prayer. Governors, official, governmental officials need prayer. Calling all prayer warriors, our apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, they need prayer. Calling all prayer warriors. Have you heard? Children are being kidnapped, runaway youth in juvenile detention centers. Calling all prayer warriors. Titus 2, let the elderly men and women know that they need to encourage, counsel, and advise younger men and younger women. Calling all prayer warriors, no matter what age you are. Oh, yeah. We need prayer warriors. There's much to do. The song says there's work on every hand. Calling all prayer warriors. Roll up your sleeves and get busy. Senior citizens, get busy. Prayer warriors, senior citizens, God needs you. Senior citizens, God loves you, and he still have a purpose for your life. Let's give our God thanksgiving, glory, and praise for all he's done for us as seniors from the time of our birth until now. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths. We have praisers and worshipers with us this morning. We're going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins to sing, yep, one of those songs of praise. You know that mighty woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky. She can sing praises unto the Lord. She gives him glory daily. We thank God for her. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great and thankful that I'm still alive. I turned 65 on last Monday. The Lord is still blessing. I'm so grateful today. I'm so grateful.
Amen. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a chance to spend time with my family. That's what I love to do. God is good.
What did you say?
He's good all the time.
60?
Say it again.
What? You said you turned 60 years old?
65.
65. 65. Wow.
Yes,
you're catching
ma'am.
Up with me.
65. God is good. God is good. Yes, ma'am.
Guess what? On the 23rd, I turned 74. So,
oh
you're
my
catching
goodness.
Up with me.
On the 23rd of June?
July.
July. Okay. On the 23rd of July, you'll be 74. God bless you. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Oh, he's so good.
He's so
he's
awesome.
So good.
Every day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can show love's message that the master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help, if I can help, if I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Hey. Amen. Thank you. That was awesome. Yep, we don't want to live a life down here in vain. We want to live a life that is beneficial, that blesses the body of Christ, that blesses everybody. So we thank God that our living will not be in vain because we're going to help somebody. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Awesome song. Well, we have Mother Ludell on with us this morning and Mother Fanny. We're going to call on Mother Ludell to sing a song of praise for us this morning. We are grateful she's on. She's 99 plus, y'all. February, the Lord saved the saints. She'll be 100 years old. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning to everybody. Saw the host this morning, but I'm going to do the best I can.
Amen.
Try, sing. Sing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. I done tried it and he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, man. He's all right. On your stick there, he's all right. On your stick there, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, and he's all right. In trouble, he's all right. When you're in trouble, he's all right. When you're in trouble, he's all right. You know, I done tried him. All right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. You know, I done tried him. He's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, and he's all right. If you father him, he's all right.
Oh, he's all right.
He's all right. If you fatherless, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. You know, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate that duet by Mother Liddell and
thank
Mother Fanny.
You.
Thank you, Mother Fanny, for singing with Mother Liddell. It was beautiful. I love that song. That was a beautiful song by you two great mighty women of God who've been on the battlefield a long time.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Mother Liddell, for coming on.
Thank you.
Oh, God is giving you strength. So, Mother Fanny, what are you going to sing today?
I will trust in the Lord.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna sail about the field. I'm gonna sail about to feel. Lord, I'm gonna feel about to feel until I die. Lord, I'm gonna feel about to feel. I'm gonna feel about to feel. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Lord, I'm gonna treat everybody body right, Lord, I'm gonna treat it body right. I'm gonna treat it body right until I shall die.
Amen. That's all right. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow, I enjoyed all the singing today. I thank God. Or, yeah, if we can help somebody along our way, and we got to try Jesus. This is the time to try Jesus because he's all right. And we're going to trust in the Lord until we die. So we thank the Lord for that. We have Karen Itell along with us from Houston, Texas, Mother Fanny from Daytona Beach. We thank God for those wonderful songs. Mother Lundell from Appleton, Georgia. Oh, my God. We're just from all over today. Thank the Lord for each of you. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing great. What are you going to play this morning?
I'm going to let y'all find out because I want to surprise Pastor Hawkins with it. She'll recognize it. I'll let her tell me whether it is if she recognizes it. But here we go.
All right. Lord, that was awesome. I couldn't think of the name of it. I knew the tune. Thank you so much, Karen. That was simply beautiful. I appreciate it.
And I want
to amen.
From her. Thank you, Pastor Hawkins.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
It was. Hallelujah. Well, Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is quicker and powerful, living and active, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts as deep as the place where the soul and the spirit meet, the place where the joints and marrow meet. God's word judges a person's thoughts and intentions. Our speaker today is equipped to preach, teach the word of God. She was raised up by a God-fearing parent who trained her and taught her the word of God. She's a minister of music. She teaches music. She taught in the public schools in Jackson, Mississippi. So she's no stranger to us. Let's welcome Minister Lanny McBride, mighty, mighty woman of God. We thank God for her. We give God glory and praise for the life that she lives. And we thank God for all the gifts and talents that he's given to her. So we say good morning, Minister Lanny McBride. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sister G and everybody? Amen.
Doing great.
Lord.
Thank the Lord.
So beautiful a day that God has given us. I don't know what it looks like outside to you where you are, but in Jackson, Mississippi, the sun is shining. And it's not shining because it's just natural. It's God's gifting to us every day. He gave us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And it is in the name of Jesus that I come to you because he is so worthy. And we are his children. As the scripture talks about us coming to him as a child, even though we're all very much mature in age, we all are. But the bottom line is that we will always be children of God. And what we do, we strive to mature in him, to know from whence he brought us, from whence he's taken us to. So the message I'm going to share with you today is going to be about a delivery from God. He's taken us from one thing to another. And the delivery, let's see where the delivery is going to come in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that your name is faithful. We're so humbled that you can love us, God, right now, just where we are. You know what we're thinking. You know what you're feeling. You know where we've been. You know what thoughts are going through our minds and our hearts. Even as we're on this line with our beautiful sister, there are things that we have to do today. But more than anything, at this moment, we just want to rest in you, God. Hallelujah. Give us the power to just take in the air and just breathe and take in this moment of your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Your love for us, God. We're overwhelmed that you can love us so much right where we are, right where who we be. We thank you, Father, that there is no lack in you and there is no loss in you and there's no least in you because, God, you fill it every place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. We invite you now, God, by the Holy Spirit, to give us clarity in this message today, to give us clarity, and then lend us your grace and your mercy that the blood of Jesus will show us how to apply what you're going to show us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you now for grace and mercy. Every person that's listening right now, give them your strength and your wisdom and your power to take it in and use it the way you desired. Just like we received a gift that saves on a package from to, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we honor you now in Jesus' name. Wherever we've come from, we're on our way to. Whatever we're in, because of your grace and your mercy. Yes, God, thank you. Your word says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we can obtain mercy. That means it's available. And mercy means that something was broke somewhere down the line. And your word says we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But here we are, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mercy is already working. Hallelujah. Grace is alive right now. Hallelujah. You said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy, and find grace. Hallelujah. That's that breath we're breathing right now. Thank you, God. Oh, we take it in. We rest in you, God. We'll allow you to hold us, God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet and remind us how precious we are in your eyes. Oh, God, and ever the more you're precious than ours. But we know we can't even move without you. We can't move, we can't breathe without you. You are so God. So we release ourselves, God, so you may lord over us afresh right now. Help us to renew that communion with you, God. Help us to renew that refreshment of how you are such a keeper. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. So love you. So love you. Find grace. Obtain mercy. Obtain mercy. Find grace to help. And that is to heal every lame place, everywhere that we're broken, everywhere we're torn down. You are the, you have the power and have the ability to heal it. Your words say in Jude 24, hallelujah, you're the one that's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless in the presence of your own glory with joy. Thank you. You want to bless us. Thank you, God. You want to keep us. Thank you, Jesus. You want to use us. Oh, God, that humbles us so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Why? Because you have all dominion, power, and authority, and you are sovereign, God. You do things uniquely in a way that nobody can understand sometimes but you, but we trust you. We lean and depend on you. So we trust you now for this word today. Give us clarity. Hallelujah. And give us the power of application. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Now, God, anything that tries to hinder us from hearing you, we come against that now in Jesus' name. We cast it down and it lay down to the ground and it dies and we live so that we may be prosperous for you. And we embrace where we are now on the way to where we're going. You brought us from to and we're still here because there's still work to be done in Jesus' name. If we declare it so in the name of Jesus Christ, the soon coming King. Hallelujah. Amen. I want somebody to think the delivery. The delivery. What God has brought. What God has done from. He's taken us from to. I want to remind you, my beautiful sisters and brothers in Christ, about Matthew 19. You know the story of the rich young ruler. And I'm going to give you two words. Everybody knows something about something. And I want to tell you that a word I want you to think about. The first word is knowledge. Hallelujah. Inside of knowledge is the word know. The root word of knowledge is know. And it's important that we know something. It's important that we know the word of God. Hallelujah. How we know the word of God, but it's not enough just to know the word of God. It's a gift for us to be able to know how to use the word of God. So there's a difference between knowledge, from knowledge to wisdom. Inside, the root word in wisdom is wise. What we know through wisdom. Let's check out the rich young ruler in Matthew 19. He went to Jesus and he laid out before him, I can see him stepping up to him. Remember, he's a rich young ruler. So there's already an attitude that I have arrived. And he told him how I have done everything that the prophet had said to do. I've obeyed all the rules. I've dotted every I, crossed every T. I know some stuff. And I got the rules down pat. But when Jesus told him to sell all he had and give it to the poor. And the rich young ruler went away sorrowful. He had knowledge, but he didn't know how to use what God gave him. Let me tell you this. When I talk about from knowledge to wisdom, let me give you another example. I'm a singer, and let's say I'm having trouble with my voice, and I go to the doctor, and I say, something's wrong. I'm having some issues, some fluid, some inflammation, some pain. So he gives me some antibiotics. And he tells me to take them for 10 days. Take it every day for 10 days and it'll go away. Well, I take the pills and I rub the pills on my throat. I dissolve it in water and rub it on my throat. Well, I knew that I had knowledge to get the medicine from the doctor to help with my throat, but I didn't know how to apply it. That's the break between knowledge and wisdom. What God has done through all of you and what he's doing through us now, we've lived long enough to gain information like the rich young ruler. But God is teaching us to go to the next level and to be wise and how to apply what we know. That's important. That's why the world needs seasoned people. The world needs the aged woman of Titus 2 and the aged people. Hallelujah. Why? Because we've experienced some things. We know some stuff, but we've also learned how to apply what we know. So from knowledge to wisdom, God has given us. I want you to receive that right now. I am from knowledge to wisdom. As the rich run ruler, I don't want to just know what I know and don't know how to use it wisely. So what does that mean? That means that Sister G read the scripture about the Titus 2 woman. We ought to be teachers of the young women how to be good wives, how to raise their children. And I find in society today, even in my church, that some of the aged women act like they're afraid of the young women. And the young women continue that the hemline keep going up and the cleavage keep going down. And we're still saying we're quiet because we don't want to upset the cart. But we have to start where we are. We want to start where we are and say, God, now I need you to show me how to do this. Understand what my purpose is. I'm the Titus 2 woman. You can't just walk up to them and say anything to them, but you got to love them where they are, meet them where they are. Let them walk by and say, sweetheart, you're looking so nice today. I love your hair. I love you have a beautiful face. You have such a kind personality. Find something good to say and find a way to ease into that area. How's school going? You don't have to do everything in one day, but little by little, chip away at their confidence in you to say something to encourage them. Chip away at it little by little, little by little. And eventually when they see that you're not afraid to speak to them, when they see that you're not afraid to say something to them and be in their presence, when they get to a place where they need more, they will see and know that you are a woman of God in the church that they can come to, that they can call. We have to ask God for wisdom to do that, to know how. My brothers, a preacher, say that you minister to the man with the mechanic. Get under the hood with him, ask him what he's doing. You know, that's why I say find out what the young people are interested in. Find out what they're doing. Find out where they're doing, where they're going to school, what kind of work they're doing, what kind of play they're in, what kind of sports they like. Find some kind of way to begin. Hallelujah. I want you to be encouraged to begin where you are, because let me say this. If we don't do the work of God that God has assigned to us, there's a warning to us in Isaiah. There's a prophetic warning that I see manifested in the earth right now in Isaiah 13 and 14, where the children take over and the grown people are afraid. We can't allow that to happen. It's our season now. We are women and are men of knowledge, and we have wisdom, and we are obligated to share it. And let me tell you this. It's hard to share knowledge from knowledge to wisdom if you're in yourself. The next thing is to say, God, take the fear away. Take the offense away. I don't want them to reject me. I don't want them to hurt my feelings. Well, you have to get to the point that, you get to the point where you come to the end of yourself. You don't need the children to tell you who you are. The Word of God already told you. Let me say that again. You don't need the children to tell you who you are. The Word of God has already said to you who you are. Hallelujah. What's this? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Listen, you are not at your expected end yet. You're on your way to it. But in the meantime, God say, I got ministry for you. Somebody needs who you are. Somebody needs your brokenness. Somebody needs what you've been through. Somebody needs to know how you got through. And between knowledge and wisdom, God took you somewhere. And we're here today. He said, I know the thought. I think. That means think is a present verb. Right now, God got you on his mind. I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And the expected end God has for us is that we'll finish our course by doing the work of the ministry. None of us was born unto ourselves. None of us was born just so that we could be happy with Jesus alone. No. It's good to have Jesus as the Savior of your life, but there's more. Why is there more? Because we're not dead. We're still alive. And whether you're 19 or 91, whether you're 17 or 71, God say if you're still here, there's still ministry in you. And somebody needs who you are. Titus 2 is an encourager. It tells us that we have an assignment to minister to younger women. We have an assignment to minister to younger women. And the scripture also talks about seasoned men to provoke not, well, for us to provoke not our young people to anger, but to create a relationship with them so we can pour into them. They don't know what we know. They haven't been where we've been. We are walking witnesses of the grace of God and the mercies of God. Hallelujah. The rich and unruly left because he said, I can't give up my stuff. I got good stuff. I'm looking good. People look at me, and when I walk around, and when I walk around, they all bow down to me because I'm looking good. I got all my ducks in a row. But COVID has proven to us, when COVID comes and when the storm comes and when the rain comes, it doesn't care how much money you have. When the enemy gets ready to do what he does what he's up to the rich and the poor. God allows some things to happen, but the bottom line is that God is still this final authority. Hallelujah. Thank God for vaccinations for those who receive it. And for those who don't, the bottom line is that God will always be the healer. He can use a vaccination, but God is still the healer. Now, what about Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a wise man and a rich man too, a little man. But something in Zacchaeus, oh my God, something in Zacchaeus says, this Jesus I need to know. The rich run ruler wanted Jesus to know him. But Zacchaeus wanted to know Jesus. Come on, you see the difference? The rich young ruler wanted Jesus to know him. But Zacchaeus said, I want to know Jesus. This man of authority could have gotten some people to hold him up in a chair, they heist him in the tree, and he said, I want to see Jesus. Jesus knew his heart. Come on now. If Jesus knew Zacchaeus' heart, how much more does he not know ours? God knows your heart right now. And I pray it with all my heart that you have a heart to care for somebody other than yourself. I know that people are looking at us, people are looking for us, and we love to have people. I love for my nieces and nephews to fuss over me. I love it. But I have the responsibility to love them back. I have the responsibility to pray for their children. I have the responsibility to encourage them when they hit the bottom and make bad mistakes. I have the responsibility of using my knowledge and wisdom to help them get to a better place, to encourage them not to give up. Because as long as there's life, my daddy said, when as long as there's life, there's hope. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, same set scenario, another rich fellow. But Zacchaeus heard Jesus. Jesus recognized his heart, and he recognized the wretched young ruler's hand. God says, I want to come and live in your heart. He said, I'm giving you this treasure in your heart. I have a feeling that we have heart people on the line, that people have a heart for God, like Zacchaeus. And you know the story of what happened between Zacchaeus and Jesus, and you know what story happened between the rich young ruler and Jesus. The rich young ruler stopped at knowledge, but Zacchaeus went on to wisdom, and things got better and better for him. I'm going to give you one more pair of words. We talked about from knowledge to wisdom, from knowledge to wisdom, which you have. You have authority in it. You have power in it. You have experiences in it. Hallelujah. Take the time to share what you've been through with your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grand. Hallelujah. They need to know how you got over. They need to know. They need to know your hard places. Somebody needs your brokenness, because the report that how God brought you through we encourage them they can make it through too. Glory to God. Well, Luke 15 talks about the relationship between a son, a father and a son. We call that story the prodigal son. Oh, yeah, you know that story too. Hallelujah. The prodigal son called a revelation and said, listen, give me all my stuff. Give me my inheritance. I know I'm to get it at a later time, but I want it now. And because the father loved his son, and because the father was still trying to have communion with his son, hallelujah, he still wanted to encourage that relationship. He gave the son his portion. Well, we know what happened. He went away, and he wasted it all in riotous living, and all those wonderful friends he had soon left him. I want to take you two words, relationship to fellowship. Hallelujah. I want you to see something in this. There's a word called koinonia. Koinonia is a Greek word for communion, for fellowship. When the rich young ruler left his father, he was out of fellowship with his father. When he was in the hall for him, he was out doing what he was doing. He wasn't checking back with him. He wasn't checking on him. He wasn't keeping in touch with him. He was out of fellowship. But I want you to see something. He still had a relationship. He still was the prodigal son, but he was out of fellowship. Glory to God. I want to propose to you, not only do you have a relationship with God the Father, but you have fellowship with him. You're still talking to him. You're still communing to him. I heard you. You're still singing about him. And you're telling others about it, and you're praising God, and you feel it encouraged because you know God loves you. You feel it encouraged because you know God is with you. Hallelujah.
Thank you
feel
God.
It encouraged because you know God has been kind and been gracious. You're still here. You're not at the expected end. You're still alive. You got work to do. But that fellowship is communion with God. I want you to see that again. See it again. See it again as if for the first time. We often talk about you need to have a relationship with God. We have a relationship because, listen, there are two ways we have a relationship with God. First, we have a relationship with God through creation. He made us. And then when you accepted him to be Lord in your heart, now you have another kind of relationship. And you have the power to move from relationship to fellowship, to have communion with him, to talk to him daily. That's why we sing our songs. That's why we say our prayers. That's why we meditate on the word. That's why we read the word of God, because we want to make sure we're communing with him. You make sure that we are communicating with God, and he's communicating with us. The prodigal son was in the pig pen, and he realized, I am out of fellowship with my father. He remembered that I have a relationship, and I want to go back so I can be in fellowship. And you know the story of how the prodigal son came to himself, and what the Father did to receive him. Hallelujah. We need to celebrate a return of our children to God. Hallelujah. The enemy has assaulted their minds, what they see on TV, what they hear in their music, the clothes they're wearing. And there's a lot going on even this weekend with 4th of July and the pride thing that's going on now that's so destructive for our young people and their seeing and their hearing. But then there's you. And then there's me, that God has given us wisdom. And we've got to take our love to the next level, as my beautiful friend Charlene says. Hallelujah. Take love to the next level. And you can't do it if you're thinking about you. You can't do it if everything is about you. It's got to be about God. It's about wherever I am in life right now, what can I do to help the kingdom building for God? What can I do? I may not be able to walk. I may not be able to move about. I may be on a cane. I may be in a wheelchair. I may be not really going very much outside, but don't you have a phone? You got a phone. Pick up your phone and say, God, help me to call somebody that needs encouragement. God, help me to speak to some of them are your young people. Some of them are grand. Some of them may be women or children at the church. They're just waiting. Who's waiting on you now? Who's waiting on you to to remind them who they are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm getting ready, but I want to say that love, mercy, grace are all components of our ministry. We have a life that God has given us, and we're yet alive. God said, I know the thoughts I think toward you. I've given you an assignment, the Lord says, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things, watch that now, come on. For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose, who love God on this line. How many know that everything you've been through, your good, your bad, your indifferent, your hard times, your good times, everything you've been through, God has worked it together for the good because he loves you. Hallelujah. And you've been called to on purpose. Hallelujah. God said, call to them who are the called according to his purpose. What is that? Isaiah 14 and Isaiah 12. I'm sorry. I think it's Isaiah 14, 27 and 24. That's what it is. It says that who can disannul what God has purpose? And who can tell God what he can't do? Who could stay God's hand? Nobody. Nobody in the world. We have a fellow that called himself the stable genius who's still manipulating people's minds, confusing people. We have to know that this is a war. It's wartime. We've got to fight for our young people, fight for our world, fight for the soul of men. That's what we're really fighting for, the souls of men. Hallelujah. We're fighting for what God cares about. Taking our knowledge to wisdom. Taking our relationship to fellowship and communion with God. Taking our love to the next level. Showing mercy. Showing grace. Mm-hmm. To do ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for hearing me. That's the delivery today. The delivery is from knowledge to wisdom. From relationship to fellowship. From love to the next level of love, grace, and mercy in Jesus' name. Why? Because God need us to do the work of the ministry. God need us to use everything we've been through as a tool for ministry to bless his creation. Let us pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've spoken a word today, and we pray that you brought clarity. We pray that you will help us to apply what we've heard today by the power of the Holy Spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over our hearing, that we will be encouraged, that you will use ministered angels to give us strength when we need it, to whisper to us, to help us when we need it, so that we can do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you so designed that from whence we've come, from where we are now, you still have a hand. And you have a heart to use us. Hallelujah. You said in your word in Isaiah 49 that you have engraved us in your hands. And you know our walls. You know our top. You know our bottom. You know our left. You know our right. We are encamped in you. And there is no weapon that forth against us shall prosper. And every thing that rises against us, we condemn it in Jesus' name. Bless us to be a blessing to others. Strengthen us to be a strength to others. We thank you, Father, for ministry. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. And now we plead the blood of Jesus to release ourselves into your care, that you can take us from to eternity. But while we're here, give us power to deliver your word, your truth, through a life of example and through a life of ministry. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Powerful message. Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. A delivery from God. I love that message. Talking about knowledge and wisdom and race relationships and fellowship. Powerful, powerful message. We thank God for you. Thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us today. I tell y'all, amen. She's a singer now. She can sing. She's even written music, gotten it published, written books, gotten it published. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God who has yielded herself to God, who has honored God from as long as she probably can remember. So I thank God for her. Thank you so much. Minister Lane, praise God. We appreciate you. We have Jack with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning. How you doing? Jackie?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
I heard you responding to the message. That was good.
Yes, I love
it. What are you going to
do?
What I need
it. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The
Amen.
Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy. So easy to love the Jesus in me, loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. Easy to love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Yep, we got to learn to love Jesus so we can learn to love each other. God is an amazing God. You know, I thank God for salvation. I was saved as a youth, and we got young people out there need to be saved. You know, Minister Lannon was saying that a lot of older people, they're afraid of the younger people. And guess what? They're afraid of us. They think we may see what they're doing. So, but we got to love on them, as she said, get in relationship, have relationship and fellowship with them. And, you know, ask them about their lives and what they're interested in. And tell them about the Lord, how the Lord is interested in them and loves them. Salvation is a free gift, but it comes with great responsibility. Once you're saved, you got to roll up your sleeve and tell others about what the Jesus in you has done for you and what you do for them. So I thank God. And you know what? Once you're saved, oh, we don't have time to backslide. We got to move forward in God. Because we have a work to do. We got to keep moving forward. I mean, we got so much work to do. When I'm out here in the street, I'm out. The other day I went walking in the park, and I saw a young man, and the Lord said, before the Lord spoke to me about him, I was walking past. He said, oh, and I saw him from a distance. He was smoking weed, drugs. So when I got to him, he said, oh, miss, I had to put this up. Because I didn't want to do that in front of you. I said, sir, let me tell you something. Don't worry about me, but you know who is around you all the time. I'm just passing by. But you know who see you all the time, 24 hours a day. Oh, yeah, I know God sees you. I said, that's the one you should put it away from. Not me, because I'm just passing by. I said, I don't have any stones to throw at you, young man. I'm just passing by. So I kept walking, and before I got too far, the Lord said, go back. I want you to listen and talk to him. So I talked to him. He's been saved before when he was younger, brought up in the church, no God, but backslid. So we got work to do. There are many young people out here we got to talk to. They're hurting. We can't avoid them. I mean, they got tattoos from their neck on down. Some of them from their face, from the top of their head on down. All the way to their feet, they got tattoos. But we still got to talk to them. We still got to pray for them. If you're afraid to talk to them, pray for them. Say, Lord, I see that young man as I'm sitting on the porch. Or I saw him on the news, Lord. I'm praying out for that young woman that you know, that the blouse is way down almost to her navel, and the skirt is up high almost to her bottom part. And, Lord, I'm praying that she'll get a revelation. So we got to pray for our young people. Do not accuse them. Don't point the finger at them, because I don't know about you, but I don't have no stones to throw. He said, he who is without sin cast the first stone. So I have no stones to throw at them, but I do have prayers to pray for them. So we got to pray for them. We got to continually pray for them. Don't judge them. Don't say, oh, look at her. Look at him. No, no. We were once young, too, and we were doing foolish things, too. Back over your life, can you say you could throw a stone? No. We did things we ashamed of. We did things that we didn't want God to know about, but he saw everything we did. So we got to remember, we, too, are human, and we don't know. The young person may have to pick us up out of sin, out the miry clay, out the mud, out the backslidden life. So we got to pray. Now, let me tell you, there's not only young people in sin, there's old people.
Mm-hmm.
Old people in sin. So we got to pray for them. We got to say, Lord, I don't even know if this elderly person ever met you before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking you for their salvation, for their healing, for their deliverance. We got to talk to God for them, about them, that they would be saved as well. We don't want, just because they 90 years old, because they, you know, 75 or whatever age they are, we still want them saved too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank God today for the Senior Citizens Day today. The Word of God says effectual, fervent, the righteous availeth much. We're going to be praying today. We thank God for each of you. Before Minister Laney go, I know she has to go off in a little while. She has another speaking engagement. We thank God for her coming on today. I'm going to ask her to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family. She is the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Pastor Donna, do you have any more prayer requests before Minister Laney prays for you?
Please, please pray for the safety of our young people, that the Lord will turn them around. They're doing some awful things in our community. We've had shootings. We've had deaths of young people. Please pray for the young people.
Amen. All right.
Minister
Donna Hawkins.
Donna Hawkins. H-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Yes, Minister, ma'am. We can
Minister
hardly
Donna
hear
Hawkins.
You, though. Seems like you faded back.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is this better? I hope this is better.
A little
is this
bit.
Better? Okay.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, how we love you and we thank you for this beautiful woman of God and for the mission you've already given her life. We thank you for what you're already doing. And, Father, we just celebrate right now her desire and her need and her care and her concern for her community, for her family, for her church. God, you know what the needs are, and nobody can meet them better than you. Hallelujah. Because you finish all things, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we come in the name of Jesus asking, first of all, thanking you for the grace that's already been shown. In spite of what's been shown there, you've held back some darkness to keep the devil out. You kept some things from happening, but she's saying, God, we need you to move in a way that you've never moved before. Just as the enemy has stepped up his game, Father, we ask for a revival of your presence in that community, particularly among the young people. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's a quickening in the atmosphere. We know that there's probably a prince in the air that's been seducing young people because they were vulnerable, because they did not have enough word to keep them. They did not have enough teaching to give them strength to resist the enemy. So we pray, God, that the kingdom of God would assault that area right now in the name of Jesus and take authority. Hallelujah. We pray that minister to angels will, even legions of angels is necessary.
We pray that the saints, the warriors, the prayer warriors, and the teachers, and the example people, and those who are invested in the young people, that they will rise up and take courage and look at them and remind them of their value. They are working without knowledge. They are working without understanding who they are and what they're for. So, God, we need great wisdom for you to be able to use Minister Hawkins and her church and her families, church families other than her church, a kingdom connecting churches, your universal church. Give them power to begin to release in their atmosphere through prayer, allegiance of angels to begin to arrest the situation in Jesus' name. We speak the authority, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray that the devil and his imps will be powerless against the working of the Holy Spirit, the workings of ministering angels. You sent your word in here. But, so we send only your word, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus. Weapons that form can't win because you are the greater one. There is no power greater than you. And God, for us to say that we're trusting you means that we are already have our hands to the plow and we're doing the work that needs to be done. We pray, God, for a quickening of the hearts, that you arrest the hearts and minds of these young people. Cause them to stop and see. Cause them to stop and listen. Cause them to stop and think about what their future looks like. Hallelujah. Help them to desire to live and not die in the name of Jesus. We know the enemy has a war on to tell young people it's all right to die young. It's all right to die when you're just living your life. But God, change that. Cancel that assignment from hell. We pray, God, it falls to the ground and die. Let them live, but the assault on them be arrested by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for resurrection power in that city. Thank you for resurrected power in the saints of God there. That you will continue to empower them and strengthen them to know that they have authority in your name. And they will wage war in the name of Jesus against the assault on the city, on the town, against the city, the state as well. God, do your perfected work through your saints, through your believers. And Father, where they are weak and where they're not sure how to do what to do, God, we pray that you will raise a standard. And you will encourage them and strengthen them. And however, whatever miracle you want to work to maintain that the work is done in that community, it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We count it all joy. And Father, we look for you to show yourself strong in Jesus' name. Expose the enemy for who he is. Expose the enemy. Let the young people see that death is not the way out. That greed is not the way out. That weed is not the way out. That looking like somebody else is not the way out. Trying to be what they're really not is not the way out. Show them your love. Show them hope. Give them encouragement for a time such as this. God, we pray that your presence will be shown and your glory will fill that place as you begin to clean that community, as you begin to clean hearts, then the community will begin to see a difference. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Appreciate that prayer, Minister Lanning. We appreciate it. Pastor Donna Hawkins, I'm going to ask you to pray for Minister Lanning McBride, who just prayed for you, pray for her family, her ministry, and the city, all the cities throughout America for us, our youth.
Gracious Lord, I humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for even allowing me to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord, for the life of Minister Lanny McBride, Lord. Lord, she blessed us on today, and we thank you so much for the message that she delivered to us today. Lord, we thank you for the knowledge that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that knowledge. But then, Lord, we thank you for giving us the proper use of that knowledge, which leads to wisdom, Lord. Lord, we want to be wise, wise in you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you have done for us, all that you are doing right now and all that you will do. So, Lord, continue to bless Minister McBride. Continue to keep her, Lord. Continue to build her up, Lord. Continue, Lord. She has blessed so many people with the talents that you have given to her, Lord. Lord, she didn't take her talents and bury them in the ground, but she's using them, Lord, for your glory. And for that, we say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the young people. And, Lord, we do know that all young people are not going astray, Lord, but we have young people who are determined to serve you, to worship you, Lord, to make a difference in this life. And for them, we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless our young people. Keep them safe, Lord. Lord, give them wisdom and knowledge so that they will know that they need to give their lives to you, Lord. Lord, it is through you that we live and move and have our very being. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for all that you've done, Lord. Lord, we thank you for saving our souls because we were lost, Lord, on our way to hell, but you snatched us from the gates of hell, Lord. Place us on a street called straight, and for that we say thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask for your strength, Lord. We ask that you continue to build us up, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to teach us, Lord. Show us the way, Lord. We don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody, Lord, but we want to be an encouragement for everybody, Lord. We do know that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. So we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege to communicate with you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that when we stop talking, you start talking. So we thank you, Lord, that you have a message just for us, Lord. Lord, give us our assignment for this day, Lord, and help us to fulfill that assignment. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this privilege. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. I'm going to ask Mother Fanny. Mother Fanny, you there? Mother Fanny. All right, she's not there now. All right, I'm going to ask Minister Lena, can you pray for Jackie Travis? She has two daughters, a grandbaby, Ava, and her minister with the senior citizens that she take care of.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sister Jackie Travis, who already has a heart for your people, has a heart for ministry. We pray, God, that you will continue to empower her and to remind her, first of all, that her hands are your hands. Her heart is your heart. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen her, encourage her as she continues to do the work of the ministry. Remind her how much you love her. Remind her how you have empowered her to empower others. Ah, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her now, God. Thank you for the angels that's already on assignment to walk alongside. According to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is a friend who comes alongside. Thank you that she's not alone in her work in that ministry, God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that the people that she's serving will be enlightened with power from above. As they see the love coming from her, from her hand, from her touch, from her smile, from the deeds they do, she does for them, even the small things, they will see it as a grace from you. They will see it as a mercy for you. And they will honor the name of Jesus as she honor the name of Jesus. For as she ministers to them, you minister to them, through her to them at the same time in Jesus' name. To encourage them to know that they're not alone, to encourage them to know that they are worthy of your kindness, they're worthy of your attention. Thank you, Father, for loving us all. Thank you, Lord, for loving this darling sister who has this miraculous assignment to just love care for them. And, Father, there's nothing greater. Hallelujah. You are our best example of love. We know the world has tried to hijack what love really is. Love is you. You are love, Father. Thank you. And nobody can love like you, Father. We thank you, Father. The greatest of these is love. Charity, peace, all those fruit of your spirit, but the greatest of all of these is love. Continue to strengthen her again, to know that you love her and that she is on purpose for you. Hallelujah. That her work is important and so important that it affects lives, so important that it can increase the faith of the people she served. Hallelujah. We give you thanksgiving for what she has done and what she will do. And Father, I pray for favor for her and things that she have not asked for herself. But God, that you will honor those secret things and secret thoughts that she desires to bless her in her faithfulness to you far beyond anything she could ever imagine. Give an increase, God. Hallelujah. That all the forces of heaven will align themselves up to be a blessing to her as she continues to be a blessing to others. Thank you for that empowerment. Thank you for your presence, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father, for this, Lord, this ability you have to lord over us in all that we do. Show yourself strong. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Lynn. Minister Donna Hawkins, can you pray for, I have two spiritual daughters that have, one is in the hospital now and one has been back and forth in the hospital. They are in need of a healing. And can you also pray for Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny as well?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, and we bow again, Lord, acknowledging who you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Lord, we do know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, right now I ask a special healing touch for Minister G's goddaughters, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would touch their bodies, heal their bodies, Lord. Lord, we do know that you're more than a doctor. You are a healer, Lord, and you've never lost a patient, Lord. So I ask that you would touch their bodies, heal their bodies if it be your holy will. And then, Lord, I ask a special blessing for Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny. They are so faithful, Lord. They are an encouragement to all of us. They've been working on your battlefield for a long time, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for giving them health and giving them strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what they mean to us, Lord. Lord, we love them, and we thank you, Lord, for putting them in our lives, Lord. Lord, they have worked for you for a long time. Continue to bless them as they continue your work, as they continue the assignment that you have given to them, Lord. Continue to allow them to uplift your name through song, Lord. Lord, bless their families, their children, their grandchildren, Lord. Keep them in your care, Lord, if only you can. Lord, we ask that you would touch their bodies. We ask, Lord, that if there be any ailment, that you would heal their bodies, Lord, with your healing touch. Lord, we love them. We thank you so much for allowing them to be with us again on this day. We don't take your blessings for granted, Lord, but we sure do thank you. We are mighty grateful, Lord, to you for their lives. So continue to bless them. Continue to bless everything that they set their hands to do, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping them. Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Mother Ludell.
Yes. Pray
Mother
for me
Ludell,
and my
you got
son.
Your baby?
Yes.
Your son? Your son?
Your son. He went to hospital last week, but he's out now.
Okay. All right. Minister Lane, can you pray for Mother Ludell? His name is what?
Paige.
Paige? Oh, Paige.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Minister Lane,
oh,
can
Father,
you pray for Mother
Jesus.
Ludell's son?
Yeah,
we
Paige.
Lift up Mother Ludell's son, Paige.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for what you've already done. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. You've already shown mercy. You've already shown your grace. And, Father, there will never be a time when we won't need more of you. Hallelujah. We need more of you now for him. Even though he's out of the hospital, he still needs your care. He still needs your mercy. Thank you for the heart of this mother who cares for him. Thank you for what she's already done to cover him with the faith that's in her life. So, Father, we pray that he will learn from her. He will be strengthened by her faith. And he will cry unto you, Lord, in my life. Sit on the throne of my heart and lord over me. We pray, God, that her faithfulness to you will strengthen his faithfulness to you, too. In Jesus' name. We pray, God, for what she's already said, what she's already done. And I sense that years of teaching and years of being an example before him, he already has tools to draw nearer to you, but he has to make some choices. So we pray, God, for ministering spirits right now. You sent your word and healed them. If you sent your word and healed them, when you heal, you can bring deliverance. When you heal, you can bring salvation. You can bring comfort. You can bring forgiveness.
Yes.
So we thank you, God, that your healing is upon him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a candidate to go to the next level in his intimate relationship with you, not only physically, but as well as spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the courage to say to his mother, show me the way.
Yes.
Give him the courage to say to his mother, tell me more about this Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Help him to want to grow closer to you in Jesus' name. Give her the tools she needs that she can say what she needs to say to him to encourage his heart to go to the next level in Jesus' name. We so love you, God, for his life. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet, we speak victory for him. Every muscle, every tissue, every blood vessel, the nerves, the lungs, the heart, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the joints in his marrow, every part of him, God, we pray for healing and deliverance power be upon him now in Jesus' name. But as you deal with his body, deal with his soul. If you deal with his body, deal with his heart. If you deal with his body, deal with his mind. Give him a desire for you and let him come calling with all of his heart, Lord, inside of me as never before in Jesus' name. So bless him, God, in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy off him, every lie that he's tried to tell him over his life, everything the enemy did try to trip him up. We take authority in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are the greater one. Everything else lies, and you're the truth. And you're the only truth right now that really matters. Thank you again for this relationship between this mother and this son. Let it be as a communion to you. Let it go to the next level of fellowship. That they will both continue to grow thereby in their faith and their confidence in you, our most holy Father, our loving God, our healing Lord. Thank you, Father. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, Father, for that deliverance and for that healing and for that growth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. May God bless you, too.
Amen. Ma'am.
And thank you. Thank you, Sister Lanny. We appreciate you. Pastor Donna Hawkins, could you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere, and give us a closing prayer? It's time to close out. Thank God for each one of you. I love you. And so does the Lord. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month and year. All right, Sister Donna Hawkins. Sister Donna Hawkins.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on the babies, Lord. Lord, you know what they have been through. You know the medical challenges that they have, Lord, but you have continued to keep them, and for that we are grateful. We are thankful, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would allow them to grow up to be productive citizens in this land, to be an example, Lord, that they'll be able to tell everyone how you healed them, how you brought them, taught them, and kept them, Lord. So, Lord, we ask a special blessing on the babies, on their families, Lord. Lord, bless and teach them, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for what our eyes have seen today, what our ears have heard, and what our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the message that we have received today. And we don't want to be just hearers, Lord, but we want to be doers of your holy word. So, Lord, help us. Help us to gain knowledge. Help us, Lord, to use wisdom in the upbuilding of your kingdom. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for this day. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And everyone on this call said, Amen.
Love y'all so much. Have a blessed week.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead.